In words, what this day was like for you?
No, just another day. I mean, it was just a great day to contribute. You know, you have two great organization, you know, playing for a title and a division title. And I think, you know, this is what you're going to see against these two ball clubs the rest of the remainder of the game that we got against them. You know, great ball game. I mean, great pitching from both sides. And, you know, I'm just glad that we come up, you know, today with a huge win.
I know you're all about the team and the victories and increasing the lead, but you just hit 835 feet worth of home runs as a 42-year-old.
Well, I don't. I think I have many of that in my career. I don't think like that. I'm just glad, you know, that I was able to contribute tonight and help this ball club win. And Mile did an unbelievable job, you know, throwing eight strong innings out there to keep us in the game. And you know, it's pretty awesome.
How about your approach on the second at bat? You saw him the night before. Take me through it.
Well, that's not my first time I faced him. You know, I faced him last night. Obviously, it just go back and forth like that. I faced him before where I had success too. So, just one of those things that you look for a good pitch to hit in that situation, and just try to put a good swing in. Hopefully for the best, and that's what happened.
Albert, you had such an emphatic reaction on that second home run. What are you trying to communicate, or the emotions are you trying to show to?
There's nothing coming to communicate to anybody. This is just part of the game. This is part of the game. Q series, you know, you're gonna see that from a lot of our guys. DC did it. You know, it's just part of the game. You know, it's a fun series, fans for the fans, and whenever you get a Q sheet like that, you know, I mean, just whatever comes out of you. This is not something that you plan on and say, I'm going to do this. It's just something that you react to. And it's a Q's are bad, you know, Q situation right there. DC, you know, give us that lead. And then I came up and hit that three-run home run, obviously to give a little bit more cushion. But at the end of the day, it's whatever comes out. And that's it. I don't try to communicate anything to the team. I'm
Albert,
just trying to be
seems
myself.
Like you've been on fire since the All-Star break. Did anything happen around that time?
I don't know. You tell me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I'm be putting good swings all year long, and just sometimes you're going to get some breaks and other times don't. So I feel like that's how it is.
Again, you're all about
what, you said, you know, you did what you did in the play. You said, but maybe Tyler or Dylan didn't hit their home run. You spoke up in the hitters meeting and tell hitters what to watch for, and that's how you lead by example. You lead guys, help guys.
Well, I'm the grandpa in this clubhouse, so I think at the end of the day, what I love about these guys, this young group of guys, you know, they don't only have the talent and the ability to go out there and perform. They respect, they want to learn, they want to get better. They care about this organization. I mean, and I think, you know, whatever we execute in the meeting, that's why we trust and go out there, whether it's myself, Nolan, Yadi, Paulie, whoever. You know, we have more experience than some of these young guys here. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be a change if they don't take advantage of the wisdom that some of us can give, you know, whether it's in the hitting meeting, whether it's in the dugout. And that's what I love. I think, you know, I'm having a great time, just like I did last year with the Dodgers. A lot of young players, you know, that I was able to mentor sort of here, and I'm enjoying every single.
Again, you said this 100 times this year. You are all about winning a world championship. That's all you care about. But is 700 now at all in the back of your mind? Do you ever think about it?
It is in the back of my mind because I don't think about it. So it's behind me. It is behind me. So I'll tell you the truth. If it happens, it happens. I think I'm blessed with the career that I have, and if a guy has that in store for my career, then I'll be totally more blessed. But if it doesn't happen, I think anybody around can agree with me. It's been an amazing career, amazing run, so I don't think about it, to tell you the truth. What I think about is anytime I'm out there in the lineup, just try to do the best that I can to help this ball club to win. And whenever I don't, just try to be the best cheerleader, you know, and be ready. To try to come up and pinch it, you know, if my name is Cole. And that's it, that's my main focus. I didn't thought about it 100, 200, 300, 500, 400, whatever it is. I just go out there and play, and whatever happens, happens. I think by this time next year, I'm gonna be thinking about what I have accomplished in this game. But for me, and I'm being honest, and I think you covered me a long time ago, I just don't think about it, because I'm still an active player, and you know, I don't wanna take that for granted at all. I'm just blessed, you know, with the talent that I have, and I just put a little extra work, and just try to execute, you know, and have fun.
You told us a story earlier, your dad's favorite player was Willie Mays, and said, when you do what Willie Mays did, come back and talk to him. You tied Willie today for most multi-home run games. Does that make you, I mean, does that put it in perspective when it's a guy like Willie?
So, man, anytime you put yourself, you know, in the same sentence with Willie Mays, it's just amazing. So, I mean, probably what he did and this gang and who he is, it's just pretty awesome. For me, those are things that I'm going to look back whenever I sit down one day and look at the numbers. And I was like, wow, it's pretty awesome. I mean, some of the time you guys bring names and all that, and I don't even know, because I don't pay attention, to tell you the truth. I don't. Like, I have all the things to get myself ready and focused, then just try to get caught up in numbers. And I swear, God can, you know, will strike me if I'm lying. Like, I just don't look at numbers like that. Not like you guys are, not like fans. I mean, these are things for the fans to get entertainment, you guys, not the players. And I think that's something that myself, I think I've done pretty well in my career.
Oliver, how much was that, what you did there after the second home run, about the team?
About what team?
When you celebrated about
the nothing. I just, that's why it came out, and that's it. You know, there was nothing about the team or nothing about not sending any message to anybody. It's just the reaction that I have. And like I was saying earlier, just big hit on a big situation.
You see a lot of these reunions, like, they don't go well. But has this gone the way you would hope? Come back to St. Louis, a place where you dominated for 11 years?
I never thought about that, mm-hmm. to tell you the truth. You know, whether it's, I'm just blessed to have this opportunity to put this uniform and finish my career here.
At the end of the day,
well, I think that's why I'm playing. If I didn't, then I don't think I'd be here. You know, I'd be somewhere in the Dominican or traveling with my kids and enjoying life, you know, which I do that every day, no matter what.